All right.
Yep.
Good eye. Right, suitably refreshed, I hope. Have we got everyone back? I think we have. Right, words and pictures for this, moving on. So, as I was saying before the break, a lot of business that you get at the moment comes from referrals. Now, not necessarily all of those referrals are going to be the sort of referrals that you want to receive. They may not be your primary target. So we need to find other ways to get in front of our perfect prospects. And fortunately, the internet can afford that to us these days. So although you might not find your perfect prospect searching for your services, metaphorically you could be in the same room as them, and that's where there's great opportunities with social media, which we're going to cover later, and as I'm going to move on this morning, a couple of other ways of getting in front of the right people. You could call it interruption marketing. Right, I'm on page 14 in case you're following on. I'll just lose this. Before I do this, I want to give you a couple of examples of credibility. Now, we mentioned about being your purpose of your website is to give credibility to you as an organisation, you as a business. A superb way of giving credibility is to have a video. And so there's a couple of sites here that we think are pretty reasonable in terms of layout and content. I will say I don't believe you have to go to the level of content that these sites have gone to. I don't think people will hang around too long. Let's just put this on here. This first example is northfinancial.com, in case you wanted to make a note. And this is on the home page. Okay, I'm going to stop this one now.
Just let you know, we actually copied this almost, but we made it shorter because we watched this video about 700 times, decided it's just too long, get bored.
Yep.
And the music is too much. If you go 2 hours, that's a minute long, and if you'll see the copy, the way we've gone with it, it's all original stuff. We had it done by my business partners, Matthew, I think, and later he made it for us.
What's the URL?
centricwealth.co.uk.
I don't want to see that
Western loop. But like I say, you'll see where we've copied it and put that to it, anyway.
You've been inspired by it.
Okay. Inspired by it, that's right, yeah. And we did it on Vimeo, because if you look at it, it's underneath it. There's about 4 porn videos that come up underneath it on the website. So Vimeo doesn't do that. It's just 10 feet if you want to do it.
That's the scam.
That's Vimeo.
Hey, just be careful with Vimeo.
Yeah, I know. They're out of it. They're a flash of sound.
Okay, it's a fairly slow connection here. Can I ask how much this cost in production?
That video actually cost us, because it, like say, latency down, because of 800 quid. He filmed it all in Wales, this, would you believe? It was doesn't look like it, but I don't know how he's done it, God knows. He was feeding them when he did it. So anyway, that wealth manager that's about you, it was after I saw David, when he said, if you've got welcome on your homepage, I'm going to shoot you. And we had welcome to our website. So I went home, get off.
Okay. Thanks for sharing that. Just one more.
See, this was done by the guy who did Norse Tinas.
Yeah. Jamie Stewart.
Okay, that's on serenityfp.com if you want to see the rest of that video. I suppose...
That cost about £2,000, that one.
Did it? Yeah. I think significantly, those of you who do not like public speaking or quake at the thought of being videoed, you can see that it doesn't have to be you delivering the pitch. It can just be words and pictures. I know, Martin, you've used video as well on your website, but you choose to have you presenting, which is great as well. Of course, that does reduce the cost involved. Just on that point, in case we don't get to mention it again later, I often get asked... should I have professional video produced or should I DIY video? And my answer to that is, for the credibility sell at the very first impression, then do it as professional as you can within your budget. For ongoing videos such as messages or updates, testimonial videos, that sort of thing, they don't have to be as professionally produced. And they can be shot with a flip cam, if you've heard of those things. They're just kind of almost like with an iPhone.
There's HD flip cams as well now. Just a USB, and you could just bang straight to the computer and load it.
Really simple stuff. And if you're completely on a budget, i.e. you've got no money, then you can use a service called Animoto.com. A-N-I-Moto. Animoto.com. Which you will upload... 3 or 4 pictures too, a bit of text, and it slabs on a bit of music to the background, and it does similar to that, but for free, other than they put their logo on it. I've seen that used very effectively. If what we're trying to do is to give credibility and appeal to the different senses of our prospects, people that are auditory or visual and don't necessarily like reading stuff, then video can be superb. Right, back to page 14. Measurable objectives. It's worth setting objectives at the outset of any marketing activity because you want to know if it worked. You put in £1,000, you want to know how much you get out, or what results you got for £1,000, or however much you invest. So the measurables that you could use would be a ranking on Google for a given key phrase, such as financial advisor Chester or IFA Chester. And if you're an IFA in Chester, then you want to know where you come in the rankings. If you're on page 6 of Google, then it's not as good as being on page 1. It could be the number of visitors to your website. On your website, you can install, or your web designer can install, something called Google Analytics. Might want to make a note of that as well. Google Analytics will show you, and just to give you a quick example of what it shows you, gives you information like this, where you can see how many visits you've got to your website, bounce rate, Martin mentioned that, that's how many people arrive on your page and then clear off straight away. It tells you where they come from, that one's generally the UK, and the sources of traffic, whether it's come from search engines or direct traffic, i.e. someone's typed in your URL, or referring sites. You know, you've got a listing on a third-party site. What's really good about analytics is that it tells you how people found you, what search phrases were important. What keywords they use. This is for a tire company, but just what keywords they've typed in there. That's good to know. So that's Google Analytics, just very briefly. You could measure your website. If you have an objective to get people to sign up to your newsletter, then you might measure the number of sign-ups. Really straightforward stuff. So you set an objective. I want to have 100 people signed up to my newsletter by the end of April or whenever. It could be number of direct inquiries. Can I ask, has anyone received an inquiry from their website, from someone who's gone to the website and they've actually been a prospect, not someone trying to flog you something? You've got one last?
Totally unexpected.
Right, okay.
We've got nothing to advertise our website.
Did they know anything about you? Do you know if they knew anything?
I don't know them at all.
Right.
I've got Tom Jones. I don't know where it's
detailed. Chester. Okay. Anyone else?
We've had one in 5 years, someone put in, they want some life cover, they put in the details, and we've gone back to them.
Right.
And they did the business.
Right, one. Okay, so you've got the potential to double your website inquiries, haven't you? Get another one. Did you have... No?
So you've had some over the years,
yeah. Okay, so it's not a major source, so maybe not the best metric to use. You could use the value of the business created as another way. Just turn to page 15. On page 15, there's a whole bunch of different ways that you can use the internet to drive traffic to your website and ultimately gain new business. There's just so much here to deal with. What we're going to do is cover off a few of these items today, items that we think are important. It's not to say that it's exclusively, but we'll just talk about the things that we think are important. And I'm just going to whiz you back two pages to page 13. I need to show you something here. We're talking about identifying the target market. Is your target market anyone that has a checkbook and a pulse? Okay, so we like to define things a little bit closer, a lot closer. And if you ended up defining your target market as people that are aged 33 and a half, that are left-handed, that live in a 300-metre radius of my house, then you know, how many people are you going to find hit that criteria? So there's a couple of tools you can use, again, that are free, to help you define how large your target market is. First one is the Google keyword tool. Now, if you go to Google and search Google keyword tool, you might want to take a note of that. You don't have to set up Google AdWords. This is a Google AdWords tool, but you don't need to set up Google AdWords to do this. And what it's going to do is get me to do a bit of a security check here, make sure I'm not a bot.
What did you call yourself then?
A bot, a robot. Yeah, it just wants because there's spam stuff on the internet which wants to take advantage. Right, let's put a phrase in here. Which town are you from, Andy?
New Mills. Home and wealth at New Mills.
Is there a big town that I might have heard of? Right.
There's lots of
33.5 left. Right. Now, I don't expect to get results on this, but we'll just see what comes up. Okay. So what I'm finding here is I've put in my suggested keywords, which was Stockport IFA, just by chance, or for the purpose of this, and we don't have any IFA stuff here, but what we've got is Stockport. So you've got 1.5 million people searching that phrase on Google every month, Stockport. So a lot of people interested in Stockport. And moving down the list here, we've got IFA insurance, a lot of searches. Now this is the advertiser competition. So you know on Google where on this side you see natural results and on this side you see AdWords. I don't know if you notice those sponsored links. This is the competition. Oh, there we go, Stockport IFA. There were 36 searches for that in the month, and there's a very low advertiser competition for IFA in Stockport. So what if you were going to do AdWords, what you'd be really looking for, or keywords in general, is something that scores really high that has less competition. That's what we're really... So insurance for left-handed 33.5-year-olds would be low competition, but unfortunately low searches. That's just one way to establish how many people are searching for whatever product or service you're offering.
What do you 50
mean? IFA, what do you 50? Don't know. Right, another one. I'm going to get to the... I'll do the best one at the last. So this is... does anyone sell to or focus on directly to business owners, or is it all consumer? Is anyone business to business? No. Sort of. Okay. If you want to know how many businesses of a particular type are in a particular area, then this is a tool to use. It's called businesssearch.co.uk. And let's go to type of business. Oops. Right. Right. So we've got, I put veterinary, there are 3,520 businesses, this is UK-wide, that have the word veterinary in them. Okay, if we go to geographical, and let's go for a county, give us a county.
Cheshire.
I'm not going to ask for a little town anymore. Right, okay. So, in fact, I don't want that. Okay. But basically what you can do with this is build a set of criteria to know how many businesses of a particular sort. It's just not playing for me at the moment.
Is that an AND search?
Yeah, it should be. But it didn't. Oh, there we go at the bottom there. 90, I was just missing it. So we've got 90 businesses that have a veterinary and have Cheshire. So 90 businesses.
Is that Cheshire in the name? Or
is Cheshire in the county, because I put it in the county field. You can take this a step further if you want and actually buy the data if you want, and you can buy it by record. So you could do a direct mail campaign or something like that. But at least from a marketing research perspective, if you're thinking, well, I think I'm going to target all the vets in Cheshire, you can use business search to establish how big your market is, and then you can make some assumptions and think, well, I want a 5% penetration rate, I want to get 5% of these clients, and then you know, well, that's 4.5 vets, and so you might think again about your strategy.
So what's this site called?
Businesssearch.co.uk. Businesssearch.co.uk, and it's looked after by Thompson. Now, if you screen against telephone preference service and update. Right, have you heard of the telephone preference service where you can opt out of marketing communications? If you do that, you've now got 77. So you've now got 77 veterinary practices that you could call. But of course, in a veterinary practice, there might be 2 or 3 vets in that practice. This is one way to get started when you're working out your niche market. So, there's another one, and it's going to astound some of you, I hope. Who's a Facebook user? Just raise your hands. Oh, so the rest of you don't have friends, fair enough. Okay. No, there's no such thing as real life anymore. That went out in the 90s. Okay, Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, or you have a friend perhaps that has a Facebook account, or if you have a child that has a Facebook account, if you scroll right down to the very bottom and click on advertising. Right. By the way, it tells you how to advertise here step by step. I'm just going to skip forward and introduce you to the targeting aspect. So for targeting an advert at the moment, it's looking, in fact, I just need to just reduce that in size so you can see that. Okay, the first part is basically you can create an advert here, and it gives you, shows you what it might look like. Moving down, it tells us that there are 23,571,140 people that your ad could be exposed to within the United Kingdom. And when I'm thinking ads, that's Facebook users. That's a lot, isn't it? Okay, so
just look at the buttons going.
And I'll prove a point. How many people here think that Facebook is for youngsters? Yeah, okay.
How do you define youngsters?
Tell me, what would you see as the starting age group in general for someone that might, you know, the better prospects that you may have? What age?
30 and above.
Above 30, okay. Well, let's just take this. Can you see what I'm doing there? I'm doing demographics, age 30 to 64, estimated reach across the UK, 11,759,000. Do you think you might find one or two clients within that 11 million? Okay.
Can we type that up? I know all of you and what you do, apart from Paul. And really, we're talking 45 to 65.
Okay. That's 45 to 65, estimated reach. 3.8 million.
Okay.
When you filter out the location, you just put in five cities, so new mills.
Right.
They're actually
new mills. And what's your 25 miles? Would you be prepared to work? Sorry?
Not that far.
You'd go 10 miles then?
Two.
Okay, you've got a choice, 10, 25. Well, put it down to 10 miles. Within 10 miles of New Mills, there are 1,600 people registered on Facebook between the age of 45 and 64.
And what would that cost?
On a pay-per-click, so I didn't see whether you...
To
put an advert, this is worked on a pay-per-click basis. So you pay when someone clicks on the advert and not if they don't. And the average cost of an ad could be anywhere between 30p and a pound or £2 perhaps. What's your average transaction value? Roughly.
60.
Give or take 1,000. 700 pounds. So, you know, call it a £1 investment. If you get 10 clicks, it's going to cost me 10 quid. But one's converted. So
it's the advert targeted, those 1,660
people. Yeah!
In that location.
Absolutely. And you can take
what
it. And there's more. Right, okay.